So we have been in this book, 1 John, for the last few weeks, and we have two more weeks after this. And first off, just let me say, there's been a lot of love in this text. A lot of love. If you've ever wondered where a lot of this language comes from, it does come from this book. Now, to remind you where it comes out of, those books of the Bible that are at the end of the New Testament, most of them are epistles or letters written to specific churches. This one is probably more of a group of sermons or homilies, or maybe even just a letter that was sent out to many different communities or different groups that were part of John's community, part of the beloved community. And so, this community came out of a place where they had been thrown out of the synagogue, thrown out of their churches because of what they believed, because of what they were practicing, because they were speaking and telling the stories of Jesus and following him. And so they were cast aside. So they set out to create a community that looked like Jesus. And here we find ourselves. This book seems to be addressing conflict, infighting within those loving communities. And so, throughout all of this, is a call to love one another, but also to recognize the complexities that go along with that. And that's one of the things that I love about going through an entire book of the Bible. Sometimes you see people pick and choose, and you'll get a sermon, and I've been guilty of this as well, where you'll get something from one book, and it's just a little piece. But this, you get to see a whole understanding throughout all of it as the writer or writers are trying to work this out. And from the very beginning, the writers have reminded us that we come into this not as people without sin, that we are come into this as fallible human beings. And as they write still processing and still talking some of this out. And you can even see it in the text today. It starts today with this word, beloved. And that is a beautiful term that is used that reminds us where we are. First off, it reminds us of the community that this comes out of. They knew themselves, they were known as the beloved community that gathered because they wanted to show love. They wanted to live out Jesus' message in these communities. But it also reminds us of a beloved disciple. Hopefully those words, those phrases continue to bring up things that you may have heard before in Scripture. And that goes back to the Gospel of John. And that there was one that was called the beloved disciple. Some have thought that it was John, the one who is supposed to author this book and began this Johannine community. Some believe that it may have been Lazarus because of the way that Jesus loved him and the recognition and the language that is around Lazarus's death and resurrection, and also him being part of the disciples as well. And others have even wondered, maybe this beloved disciple was Mary, someone that he cared about so very much and was a disciple, but in those times it might have been more difficult to name a female disciple. Whoever it was, there is a beautiful relationship that Jesus has with this disciple. And the love that they share is something that is named and that is sought after within this community. We've been talking a whole lot about love, but one of the things that I realized is that do we really think about what love is? I have to admit myself that there have been times that I have engaged with this word of love in all kinds of different ways. I think if I probably think back to the very beginnings of my life and the ways that I use the word of love, it's probably as a child, just as Beckett is now, when he talks about loving another, or he just says, love you, love you. I mean, there's nothing better than a child coming up to you with their arms out, love you, give a hug, a kiss goodnight. And I remember myself sharing back those things to family members, to sometimes my siblings, but, you know, and also to grandparents and others. I love you. And then you make it into those awkward teenage years. Can we remember those years? I know we don't always enjoy going back to them, but we remember those teenage years when we thought, if I could just find someone to love me. It was everything. I was looking for that special someone that would say, I love you back then, that would go out on a date. But I was beginning to understand that love was a whole lot more complicated than just these feelings and these hormones that were moving inside of me. And as I continue to move and to grow within life, I recognize that love has found many different ways. But the thing about it is that even within our society, within our culture, and within the movies and TV shows, all the things that we do, most of the way that we look at love, and we'll look at love this coming week as we move into Mother's Day, is a feeling. It's something that comes from our heart. And the reality is that those of us who have lived long enough to see life and see the ebbings and flowings of our feelings, we recognize that love must be more than just a temporal or fleeting thing. Because that's the thing with feelings. They're driven by all kinds of different stuff. And what's fascinating about our story today is that when you're given the title of beloved, that's a permanent title. It's not something that changes day to day. And also within our text today, the things that I loved experiencing was this text where it says, God is love and God abides in us. This term abide, to dwell, to actually translates to make your tent there. It also names the actions that we do. Making one's tent means physically planting ourselves in a place. And when you put a tent down, if any of you were ever Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, or maybe you just went camping, you actually have to work to put the tent up. You have to make sure that the stakes go in the right place, that the lines go to stand the tent up, and that it has an action with it. And that's the thing that you find within this text today, and also as an undercurrent throughout this whole thing, is that love is made real through our actions. Love is a verb. It is not just a feeling. Because the reality is, we can say that we love our neighbor, we can say that we love another, and yet if our actions, if our being, if we are not abiding in that love, we're not abiding in God. And that's one of the things that I thought was beautiful about the text today, is it continues to remind us that Jesus came not just again to tell us that we are loved by God, just to give us words, but to actually show that and to live it out. And so when we look back and we see as to how Jesus lived out God's love, he did that through teaching. He did that through sitting down with people, many of whom were seen as outcast, who were seen as less than, who were seen as unworthy, or who were even seen as being outside of God's love. Jesus showed through actions what love looked like. Jesus showed love by feeding. Jesus showed love by embracing, by healing, by visiting. Now, this may be a chicken and the egg kind of debate. What comes first, that feeling of being loved, that thing that comes inside of us, or the actions? And I think the reality is that if we understand life in this way, that there are times when we have acted our way into love, and there are times that we have felt love that have moved into action. But it's like arguing where the beginning or the end of a circle is. It just is. And so, maybe you heard this within the scripture today as Margie kept reading and kept saying, those who love abide in God, and those who abide in God love. This is just the reality that we live in. But it is difficult sometimes to talk about. But my hope and prayer is this, that we don't get stuck in just talking about it. I mean, come on. There are plenty of talking heads out there in this world that will tell us what we need to do. But the reality is I want to see, I want to experience those actions that show us what they're talking about. And it's tough. It's not easy because we get tired. We get frustrated. We get angry at another for those words that they have said. As long as I get to create my own community, let me tell you, it is great to be able to show love to those people. The problem comes is where I have to live that out. And that scary place that the feelings and being able to see the face of God in those individuals is strained. If we claim that God is here, if we claim that God abides in this space and in this community and in this world, if we want to see God in the beauty of the trees, and if we want to see God in the beauty of the sunrise, or maybe even a beautiful supermoon that glows down on us at night, and if we want to see God in the beauty of a child, or if we want to see God in the beauty of two folks coming together to join themselves in love, we have to recognize that God is also in the midst of the pain. God is also in the midst of the argument, and that it is our place to continue to work to create a beloved community in those places as well. As we go this week, my prayer is this for us, that we recognize that as followers of Jesus, as those who have been given a witness, that we take that to live in the circle of love that is feelings, that is hopes, that is dreams, but is also actions, that we go out and that we read to others, that we teach, that we sit with those who we care about and those who we disagree with, that we extend the hand of peace and love and generosity and kindness to those that reflect it back, and to those who we struggle to sit in the same room with. It is only here, that we can fully understand what it means to be called beloved. So, beloved, let us love one another. Because God, because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And this is the commandment we have from Him, which is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Let us go in peace this week with courage and strength. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the White Oak Pond Christian Church podcast. We hope that it's been a blessing to you this day. White Oak Pond seeks to be a place where we accept one person at a time to Christ's never-ending and forgiving love. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive sermons each and every week. And also rate us. It really helps. Thank you again, and may you know joy in powerful ways this week.